The state spent $87 million between 1999 and 2011 to upgrade the tax collection system. That modernization plan failed. Current Department of Taxation Director Maria Zelensky says the department has awarded a $32 million contract and will ask for $28 million more to upgrade the system in five phases or rollouts.
Rollout one is going to be replacing a lot of hardware, and I know you've heard this before, that is failing. Our whole phone system actually died. We need this thing replaced very quickly. Imaging hardware is also going to be replaced. It's going to interact or interface with the old system, not the new, because obviously the new system hasn't been put in yet.
Payments to the contractor will be made after each rollout, and modernization is scheduled for completion by 2019. But House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke says the department should not spend any more money to replace old, broken-down equipment. Instead, she says the state should move to a mandatory electronic tax filing system, which will eliminate the mailroom, giant scanners, and manual processing.
What you need to do is not change the hardware. You got to change your mentality. 3 years ago, the prior director told us that we had all the money that we needed, and it will be up and running in 5 to 6 years. 3 years later, you're coming to us and saying, okay, we got the contract, so you're already behind. Why aren't you just trying to see how it's going to be efficient from the beginning as opposed to just changing the current hardware?
But Director Zelensky says 60% of individual tax returns are paper and e-filing won't be available for another 4 years. Until then, the department is focusing on general excise tax collections, which make up one half of the state's revenue. The tax modernization contractor is Fast Enterprises Incorporated, based in New York. Co-founder and company representative James Harrison says the state should recoup the $60 million it will spend, but additional collections will depend on the state.
Some of it does come down to the overall direction from the political side in terms of some of this money that can be collected may be, you know, a few years old, and it takes a certain appetite to go back to your constituents and kind of pound on the door and say, yeah, I know it's a few years old, but we want that money.
Tax Director Zelensky says her modernization team will meet every 2 weeks and she will provide lawmakers with timely updates and information. Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair Jill Tokuda says the legislature will exercise oversight.
Making sure that in terms of what is accomplished actually results in something very tangible and practical in terms of either increased revenue to the state of Hawaii or in terms of data that is able to guide public policy. There's still quite a long ways to go, and I don't think we can let up at all in order to make sure that what we hope for tax modernization actually comes through.
The state tax department processes more than 2 million individual and business tax returns and collects $6 billion annually. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.